Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And obviously this has been a big story in Chicago now for a couple weeks, is the migrant situation. We've had migrants being bused towards and into Chicago over the past couple weeks from Texas, and there's been a big back and forth between Chicago officials and Texas officials, and now some of those buses have continued on to some Chicago suburbs, including Bridge, including Elk Grove Village, and there's been a little back and forth now between the mayors of those villages and the mayor of Chicago and Governor Pritzker. And Mayor Gary Grasso said that was, you got to wonder why they were being sent to Republican-led cities. So, Mayor Grasso, I know you. You know me. You're a straight shooter. I just want to ask you straight up. Do you think that they are purposely being bused to villages and towns run by Republicans?
Hi, John. Thanks a lot for having me. I don't know. I think that's probably maybe a secondary problem, but I think that the arrogance of it is that the you know, the city has invited or welcomed these people to come here. I'm getting mixed reports. The mayor of Chicago is telling me now that it was the governor's office or the state that decided to send them to Burr Ridge. And then when we tried to get information from the governor's office, we still don't have any clear information. I think it's overall just arrogance of trying to, you know, have press conferences and get out there and try to get votes from people who are sympathetic to the migrants and refugees and say that we're a sanctuary state and Chicago's a sanctuary city, and then they don't provide accommodations for these people, don't plan for them. And so pretty easy then to just turn around and send them to the suburbs. And again, we're not objecting to them. These people are seeking freedom. We are all likely products of immigration. And, you know, I get it that they want to be free, and I'm sure they're certainly more safe here in Burr Ridge than they would be in Chicago. So, you know, we don't resent them at all. We resent the way the governor's office has treated us, the way the city has invited these people in, and now apparently either don't have the infrastructure, has done no planning, and is just allowing the state to send them out to the suburbs.
What are you doing for these migrants, and what is Burr Ridge doing for them?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. We didn't even know they were here until they were already in the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So
okay.
We were in a very reactive mode, and that's not the way government-to-government should work. We should have been given some opportunity to plan and to make sure they were safe.
Although, in fairness, Mayor Grasso, sorry to interrupt, Chicago was also put a little bit, they didn't know they were coming either, right? So you could see that they were scrambling as well a bit.
Yes, but put it in perspective, John. The mayor of New York is getting 10 times at least the numbers. And Chicago knew this was happening. New York is making accommodations for these people. I'm from Westchester County, outside of New York. Mayor Adams is not sending them out to the suburbs of Westchester County with 10 times the amount. He's sent people down to Texas to try to make arrangements. He's trying to deal with the situation. He's invited them in, and so he's going to accommodate them. Seems to me that Chicago and the state of Illinois has invited them to come here, have made no advance planning after all. You know,
yeah.
They don't have rooms for 64 to 100 to 147 people who are coming in off a bus in the city of Chicago of, what, 2-3 million people? So I get that she doesn't know when they're coming in, and her staff doesn't know, and the governor doesn't know when they're coming in, but they're not coming in such numbers that you cannot be prepared for this. And look, if this was a dire need of theirs and they had called out to us mm-hmm. and said, you know, we need to keep these people safe and can we put them in your suburb? I'm sure my board and I and my residents would have said, sure, you know, under those circumstances, but not under these circumstances. They're being a bit hypocritical to tell people, oh, we're open for all of this, and we think the governor of Texas is doing such a bad thing, and we want the people to come here, and then not being prepared, and then sending them off for someone else to take care of them.
I cut you off when you were explaining kind of what you were doing or what your plans are here for the next few days. So if you want to continue with that, so they're going to be in one of your local hotels. Is there outreach from local organizations to help find folks jobs? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, we're number one trying, some of the basic questions, John. Their health status, we've been satisfied that their health status is fine. They're here legally. We're now told they're temporarily on an asylum status. Mm-hmm. And so I've asked the questions, what does that mean? Do they have court dates? How will the court dates be facilitated? Are they here in the Chicago area? Do they have to go to Texas? Are there any unaccompanied minors? We were told they're not. These are primarily families, if not all families. And our school district has reached out and said, yes, under, I think, federal law, they are eligible to go to school if there are some that are going to stay here, although I'm told it's temporary. They're only going to be in the area for 30 days. I really don't know what the plans are. We keep asking about that, and we don't have any definition of that. We're keeping them safe. They have not caused one bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I've been there twice. They're very polite. They're well groomed. It's nice to have them in the village, and I'd like to think that someday they'll say they got their start, in freedom and a better life from Burr Ridge.
Right.
And so that's a good thing.
Well, based on that answer, I could certainly understand why you might be upset of the statement that came out from Governor Pritzker, who said has made it clear Illinois is a welcoming state and xenophobia has no home here. It doesn't sound at all like there's xenophobia in your blood, just more of the process. But then I ask you, moving forward, if Chicago called today and said, we have 54 migrants. I heard you on WGN Radio. You said that you would welcome them to Burr Ridge. Would that still stand?
It would for me. I'd certainly ask my board, my residents. I'd ask if they need to have them to come here. Why aren't they staying in Chicago? Are they same thing? Do we have people who are healthy? Are there any background checks we need to know? Are there any accompanied minors? But that isn't the process. They won't be doing that anymore. I'm sure that they've been embarrassed, rightfully so, by the way they've handled this. And for the governor's press secretary, and for the governor's office to make that kind of statement just shows that, the governor and his office just thinks they can do whatever they want to do in this state. And if you just object to the process, they turn around and play a card like they just played. That's really bad. And, shame on the governor's press secretary and the governor's office for not even then calling and, apologize. I'll give Lori Lightfoot this. She called me yesterday. She said that, this was not maybe handled in the best manner. She agreed with me that I should have gotten notice. And so I'll give her credit for at least calling me and trying to explain the situation, retrospectively.
Well, we need a little of that, don't we? We need a little parties, people from different parties, mayors that disagree with each other, chatting back and forth. That's a good sign, I'd say.
That's a good thing. She gave me her cell number. She said if there's anything else, any other questions, that I was free to call her. So I thought that she showed some professionalism and some mayor-to-mayor courtesies that we still don't have from the governor's office.
Okay. I know we're out of time here. I just want to ask you one more question. And, I don't want to say you're just the mayor of Burr Ridge. That's a big, important job. But obviously, in terms of Republican politics, there's a lot of Republicans. I know that both these parties have had issues, Democrats and Republicans, with immigration reform. Do you believe that these parties, both parties, need to come together to figure out a better system for legal immigration to this country, for more employees, and for a better way to do this?
Oh, absolutely. The border situation in the southern border is a mess. Anybody can see that. And pointing fingers at each other as to who's responsible. I have my opinion as to who's responsible. But again, once you're in government, it's your job to sit down and figure it out. And, sometimes compromise on issues is not a bad thing. Nobody gets everything in life. And the two parties should figure it out for the benefit of all of Americans, everybody that lives in this state, and all of these people that wish to get a better life. So,
I am glad to hear. I think all Chicagoans and everyone can at least appreciate that there was a conversation between you and the mayor, and hopefully that continues. And if you two ever go out for like a beer or something, please let me be a fly on the wall, okay?
I'd love to go out for a beer with Lori. She's feisty, and I'm sure she's a lot of fun, too. So I would welcome that situation, and I'll let you know, John.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Mayor Grasso, I appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, John.